military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning four with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning four. Go to myguardiancu.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
I'm Debbie Handley. President Trump delayed tomorrow's planned ICE raids for 10 different cities. The president tweeted that he hopes Congress can solve immigration problems.
Both houses of Congress are set to take up spending bills this week to deal with issues at the border. Unclear as of yet whether they'll meet the president's new two-week deadline. But for now, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is pleased the raids were canceled.
Fox's Christina Crawford. 2020 hopeful Joe Biden at the South Carolina Democratic Convention.
We have to beat Donald Trump as the overwhelming imperative we have. And folks, we have to begin to rebuild the backbone of this nation. Hardworking people, middle-class people. Ladies and gentlemen, Wall Street did not build America. You build America.
This is Fox News.
Jessica Pig here with Pig Enterprises. We have huge news to share. Thanks to folks just like you, the customer reviews are in, and Pig Enterprises has been named the 2019 Dealer Raider Pre-Owned Auto Dealer of the Year. You heard that right. Out of 275 dealerships across the state of Alabama, Pig Enterprises has been awarded top honors as Dealer of the Year. The next time you're in the market for a quality, certified pre-owned vehicle, save some time by starting with the best in the state, right here in your local community. Whether it's inventory selection, pricing, staff friendliness, or overall experience that matters most to you, Pig Enterprises is second to none and ready to show you firsthand what all the squealing is about. Come visit us today on Highway 31 in Prattville or visit us online at PIGGENT.com for full inventory details, including photos, pricing, and free Carfax reports on all vehicles. Pig Enterprises in Prattville, the state's number one pre-owned automobile dealer.
Hi, this is Brett Lanham with New Look Decorating Center, your number one Benjamin Moore paint retailer. From the right paint color to update your home to zero VOC paint for the new baby's room, we are here to make it simple. We know that picking the right paint color can seem like a lot. It doesn't have to be. Let us make it simple. We can even make a custom one-of-a-kind color just for you. We also specialize in custom stains, glazes, and paint matching for touch-up. If you don't want to tackle the painting yourself, that's all right. Give us a call. We know the best painters this region has to offer. We will be glad to recommend paint contractors who use the highest quality Benjamin Moore paint and carry honest reputations. As for contractors, if you're tired of callbacks from your customers on mistinted paints, costing you time and money, come see us. We know paint and we know your customers. We also carry the right Benjamin Moore paint for any job or budget. Give us a call at 334-271-0007 or come see us across from Bell Road on Atlanta Highway. New Look Decorating Center. We make it simple. You make it beautiful.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did. What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Not only are we dealing with intense heat and humidity, but that's fuel for some big storms. They'll be spotty. Not every town will get one, but some will pack a punch with damaging wind gusts possible. There will be a few warnings, but our weather app will keep you on top of the action and will let you know if there's a warning for your particular location with instant push notifications. Tonight's low down to about 75. Tomorrow, some widely scattered storms, not as many as today, high in the mid-90s, and again, triple-digit heat indices. Stay hydrated. This is dangerous heat. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASA Credit Union's free Kasasa cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
It does. We're sitting here watching a commercial called Persona Synthetics. One word, Persona, P-R-S-O-N-A, Synthetics. If you get a chance, Google that. Take a look at this $42 million synthetic woman who will help you around the house. She'll help you fold clothes. She'll help your kids. She'll do other things.
She'll help you in the bedroom,
too. She'll help you in the bedroom, too. And she's only $42 million bucks. Just think. If you had $100 million burning a hole in your pocket, you could take a trip to space, and you could come back and buy you a synthetic sex bot.
No kidding.
Yeah. And still have, what, 8 million change.
Wow.
How about that? Because, you know, they're offering seats on whatever they're taking up next for $50 million a seat.
And
go into space.
That's part of disclosure, too.
It is. Yeah. Absolutely. Because what do you think they're going to see when they're up there?
Oh, hordes of them.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All kind of stuff that we're not privy to down here.
Yeah, all kind of FedEx, UPS, freighters, and you know so on and so forth. You know, coming in from different star systems with loads of with different types of ore, different products. You know, from other
galaxies.
Solar systems.
God only knows what else.
Yeah,
it's gonna get wild, man.
I'd like to try some space fruit.
Space fruit. Yeah. An orange banana. Well, if an orange was yellow, would they still call it an orange? That's what I want to know. Any thoughts on that, gentlemen?
It's about the taste.
Yeah, I read something about that, but I can't remember exactly what it was.
That's okay, Jason.
But the color orange was named after the orange because of the color.
Mm.
So it was an orange already.
Right. So that's why I say it's the taste, not the color.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Orange, the color orange was named after the fruit.
Hey, we have a call, gentlemen, our first call of the evening. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Connie.
Well, hello, Miss Connie. Hello, it's good to hear your voice.
Connie.
Hi. I thought somebody would answer off the air.
Yeah, it's the Connie fan club here tonight. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. It's hard for me to grasp all the stuff y'all say because I just, oh man, it's just too spooky for me. But anyway, a lot of stuff in the Bible is spooky too, and I don't even like to go there. But the reason I called tonight, this is a little different subject,
that's
but
okay.
I saw something today that should be really scary to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we need any more to be scary, but have you been following the fact that all these major corporations and the World Bank are buying up all these water utility companies?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
They,
as well, and the Bush family has bought hundreds of thousands of acres in South America.
Yeah,
one $300,000 parcel that George Bush bought has an aquifer that they say is
the world's largest aquifer. Yes, that's correct.
Yes, that well,
true.
He's got the rights to it.
Of course, he does.
How about that? But I mean, think about it. They say by 2025 that two thirds of the world population is going to be under water stress conditions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
what happens? They're coming in with and buying up all these utilities under the radar, and guess what? They can charge any price they want for you to get water.
That's right. You're absolutely correct.
And there's going to come a time when, you know, people just aren't going to be able to afford it, and they'll cut the water off.
And
what else is happening at the same time? You can't collect rainwater
in a lot
of places.
That's right. It's already, they've made it illegal in many, many states.
They can charge for water like they do gasoline, you know.
Well, there's a book called Blue Gold, and there's some other books that have been written. I mean, I was like reading this, like, my gosh, you can live for a while without food, but you can't live without water.
No, you can't.
Well, the times are going to be so hard. I mean, who's going to be able to afford a car? The only thing that's going to be some most important is water and food.
Yes.
Yes, and they're going to control both.
Absolutely.
Right.
Scarcity makes the price go up.
And, you know, who knows? At some point in time, you may not be able to cut down a tree. And the next thing is, you know, if people don't have anywhere to live, they're going to have to squat somewhere, you know? And the next thing is a hole in the ground. I mean, can you do that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because you got to have shelter.
But talk about population control. They're already pretty much controlling the food. And unbeknownst to us, they're almost in full control of the whole world, the global water supply.
Yep. Scary, isn't it? When are people going to get enough and start pushing back? That's what I want to know. What's it going to take? I don't know.
I didn't know this about all the water rights being brought up.
I didn't either. I knew about the Bushes. I've talked about that before, but about them living on the largest aquifer on the planet, but I did not know that they were buying up all the utility water things.
Buying land that has water underneath it, and it's a whole plan. I mean, they're planning this out. And it's going to be, and all they're concerned with is they're going to get rich off of this.
Yes, money. Money's
power,
they're
going to be able to. And like I said, what happens when they put the price of water to the point that you can't afford it? So they shut it off, and you're not allowed to collect rainwater.
People are going to die.
And they're going to control if you have a pond or a stream or something or a spring on your land. They're going to you're not going to be able to use it.
That's true.
They're going to take control of it.
You're going to die.
And we're talking by 2025,
mm-hmm.
that two-thirds of the world population will be under water stress
conditions. Not that far off.
Yeah.
No, it's not. So I'm just like, well, we didn't have enough to worry about. Now they're going to cut off our water.
That's okay. Don't fear. It's going to be all right.
I know. I'm not fearing. But, you know, this stuff y'all talk about, it's just like, I was thinking from the Bible, you know, the Lord's going to come back, and eventually the Father is going to come back and
mm-hmm.
after the 1,000 years and be here. And then we weren't going to have any more crap.
We're not.
But if you're talking about cycles, like y'all have been talking about, like I do believe there was a period. because the Bible does say it was recreation. He didn't create the earth.
Right, he modified
it. Recreated.
Yeah.
If you go back and look at the Hebrew. But, okay, but if it cycles and cycles and it continues to be evil, is that ever really going to come to an end?
Yes, it is, because it talks about evil being finally done away with. You know, because it's got to happen now that way to because we're actually a spiritual being, you know, living in a
human existence,
living a human existence down here, and we've got to have something to create an element of struggle. I mean, if we didn't, I mean, what would we be like? You know, yeah. Living in these shells.
Exactly. And God, evil could not exist unless God allowed it to.
Yeah,
that's what you have to remember.
It has to be. It's important. You know, for the growth of mankind.
Yes.
And it's important. As far as mankind making a cognitive decision to actually serve an Almighty God.
Absolutely.
Or serve man.
That's right. It's like a guy who gets a dog. If you never let that dog be around any other human, how do you know that that dog really loves you? You got to give him choices. And if he chooses,
yeah, I know. I understand. It's just, you know, it really is a struggle. It really is hard.
Oh, tell me about it. I know.
And I want the struggle to be over at some point. I mean, maybe after that 1,000-year period, and so we still got a long ways to go. But at some point, according to the Bible, this is going to all end.
Yeah, we've got one more go after that 1,000-year reign is up. There's going to be another rebellion, and that one, the earth gets refurbished after that one. This is just me. This is just my opinion, and I think AI is going to do it then, and AI is what's going to actually destroy the planet, and I think those they always show us a paradigm, paradigm that's actually going to take place early, you know, before it actually happens. I actually think, this is just my opinion, I actually think it's going to be those giant transformer-like robots that I hear a lot of people laughing at that when I say this, but
oh, no, just, I'm not laughing, because I agree. That's dangerous.
That's just my opinion. Those are the ones that's going to actually destroy Earth. They're going to send it back to the void phase.
Well, I prayerfully all this is, but you know, we don't really know, because the Bible does say, like, after this earth, it's not really destroyed, it's destroyed by fire, but that's purified by fire, okay? Just like you purify, I can go out here and burn out, you know, in the woods, and boy, it comes back greener than ever, you know?
Right, it does.
So it's a purification, and then he talks about we'll be co-creating with him, you know, so creation's still going to be going on forever.
Exactly, because that's what we're meant to do. The only thing is, we've just got to go through the fire, and at some point in time, our bodies are going to be changed. We'll probably be a more crystalline than carbon. And if you understand what I'm talking about.
Well, in some ways, I understand, because I've had a few, like, I guess I hate to say the word supernatural experiences, but very like I told Terry the other night. I had the Holy Spirit pray for me one time, and I was raised a Baptist, I'm Hispanic, so but there was a situation that was so desperate, it's life threatening, and I just broke down one night. I drove my car, I sat alone, and I just broke down and wept. My heart, it felt like it was just going to tear out of my body, and that verse came to mind about you know, when you just don't know what to pray, the Holy Spirit will intercede for you. And I heard him, I heard his voice. I couldn't understand the language, but he prayed for me.
Yeah,
wow.
But
and so I do understand that, because I've experienced, that's not the only thing I experienced, but that was probably the most powerful. And the next day, the problem was solved.
Yeah, but you know. Just give us some thought, Ms. Connie, in your mind's eye. Just give us some thought. Just think, right now, I'm a lump of coal. And at some point in time, when I go through the fire,
diamond, baby.
I'm going to end up being a multifaceted diamond. You'll be more crystalline.
That's the way to think about it. All right, thank you. I'll let somebody else call in.
Right. Thank you, Ms. Connie. All right, guys, we're late for a break. Let's hit this break and come back. 272-92 628.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers. Heirloom Jewelers is on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road, right across from Do Re Mi Karaoke. At Heirloom Jewelers, you can buy, sell, or trade jewelry. And Troop Booth is the salesperson, the general manager, the owner. Troop Booth is everything at Heirloom Jewelers, which means you don't pay markup for salespeople and general managers and all that other stuff like you do at the other places. You want to buy, sell, or trade jewelry right here in the River Region? Go to Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road, Tuesday through Friday till 5 o'clock, Saturday, 9 till noon. Heirloom Jewelers.
There's nothing like summer camp at YMCA's Camp Grandview in Millbrook. And registration for the summer is going on right now. There's so much to do. Swim, fly through the air on the blob, zip line over the lake, and even play in the mud. The campers have so much fun, and the lifeguards and counselors help make sure they're always safe. There's paddle boards, pedal boats, canoeing, oracles, and more. And that's not all. There's archery, riflery, fishing, and horseback riding. The kids play games, do arts and crafts, and just hang out together and have fun. Camp Grandview is a great place to try new things, make new friends, and have the best summer ever. The YMCA's Camp Grandview fosters curiosity and expands children's comfort zones. Camp Grandview Summer Camp builds friendships, helps children with accomplishments, and creates a sense of belonging. Registration for summer day camp at Camp Grandview is going on now. For more information, visit ymcamontgomery.org today and get ready to make this your child's best summer ever.
Which baseball team did you play for when you were growing up?
I played on the Adams Drugs team when I was your age. I always wanted to play for Adams because that's where Mom and Dad used to take me when they picked up our medicine. They've sponsored teams ever since I can remember.
I think I'd like to play on an Adams team too.
Okay, tell you what. I have a prescription to pick up. Why don't you go with me and we'll see which teams they're sponsoring.
Sounds great.
Looking for a pharmacy who supports the community? Adams Drugs has been a proud sponsor of youth baseball and softball teams for over 56 years. The players on those teams come in and bring us pictures with Adams Drugs on their uniforms, and we display them proudly. Visit any one of our 12 convenient locations and let us be your prescription headquarters. We offer prescription delivery, online ordering, automatic refill, and the best customer service you'll find. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs. You can find us at the intersection of Prompt and Personal.
If you are experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help. Hardest Hit Alabama is a foreclosure prevention program for eligible homeowners. Visit hardesthitalabama.com to learn more. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the ABA, and this station.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Hey, welcome back to the program. We have a caller. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Jason.
Hey, Jason.
Hello. How are you guys doing tonight?
Okay, how about you?
How are you? I'm doing good. I'm out here in the breeze. I had to get some plants that were blowing around, hanging on some chains.
Yeah, it's wind's whipping out there, isn't it?
It feels really nice out, yes, sir. Yeah. This is something that you said about the psychopaths that feed off of the life energy of the innocent, you know?
Yes, yes.
I was carrying a friend of mine I'm working with to his probation officer about 2 weeks ago across the street on Perry Street by the Reproductive Services Building.
Mm-hmm.
It's the one that had a big black tarp out in front of the fence line so you can't see it, you know, to hide their shameful things they're doing.
Yes.
You can smell the stench of death coming from that building. Oh, it smells like something you drive past on some old country road or animal, and so you can smell the stink of what they're doing hundreds of feet away.
Yeah. That's terrible.
There was a lady out there protesting this, and I went to talk to her to encourage her. And there was two or three different people out there in that area,
mm-hmm.
and they were giving free, ultrasounds for mothers and all. And I said, "Can you smell that?" And it was just terrible.
Yeah.
I wanted to call in and not to be morbid, but just to get that out there so more people will hear and be aware of what. Of the sickness in there. That's just sick.
Absolutely correct. I appreciate you calling and telling us that.
Yeah, y'all show so interesting. I look forward to it every night. I forever change my habits in the afternoon and the evenings, and this is very interesting and is ministering to me. Thank I just you. Want to tell you thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening. Thank you for caring, man.
You have a good night.
Take care. You too.
Frank.
Hey, caller. Hey, Frank.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Hey.
Oh, not bad. It's been a interesting 3 weeks.
I know it has, man.
Another 14 hours in emergency room last night. I haven't had any sleep for about 48 hours, but other than that, I'm fine. Hey, when I got back home this afternoon, I went on to Facebook, and I seen a bill that Jason put on there, and I didn't really believe it, okay? So here, let me give you some of the facts, okay?
Okay.
Because I have been challenged by a Protestant that the church of the past has forbade laity for possessing any part of the Bible and gave it the following sources, 10 and 14 of the Catholic Church. We prohibit all that the laity should not be permitted to have the books, the Old or New Testament. We must strictly forbid their having any translation of these books. The Council of Targea of 1234 of the Second Canon ruled that no one may possess the books, the Old and the New Testament. If anyone possesses them, he must turn them over to the local bishop within 8 days or they will be burned.
The people
have you
or
ever
the
heard
books?
Of that?
The people.
The people or the books will be burned?
And the books.
Okay.
The books.
Wow.
But have you ever heard of that before?
I haven't.
Never
but
heard
it,
of that.
It makes sense why Martin Luther did what he did.
Yeah.
Because they were manipulating the scripture for their own purposes.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, I don't know about that. Now, let me ask you this. Did God intend the Bible alone to be the guide to salvation? The answer to that is no, because things in the Bible can be misunderstood because the Bible did not have everything that God taught. You can find that, by the way, guys, in Catholicism, page 51.
Hmm.
Okay. Isn't that a bunch of crock?
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
But the Bible says, the original apostles received all the truth we need to guide to the eternal life and then wrote down the scriptures in John 16:13, 2 Peter, and Acts, okay?
Okay.
Church organization. The Pope, who is the Bishop of Rome and the Vicar of the Christ on earth, is the visible head of the Catholic Church. Who is the first pope? St. Peter, who made his pope by Jesus, but was named by Jesus himself as the pope.
No, that is absolutely not true.
Okay, let me finish.
Sorry.
Did Peter's authority die with him? No, it is handed down to a man, Linus, and after he died, it was handed down to another, and so on for 2,000 years. You're right. What does the Bible say? Jesus is the head, the foundation, and the chief shepherd of the church.
Mm-hmm.
Ephesians 1:22-23, Colossians 1:18, Matthew 28:18, on and on and on and on. Okay? I'm just giving you some of this crap that I found this afternoon, Terry.
Well, if you look up the definition of vicar, it means a representative, deputy, or substitute.
Right.
Anyone
exactly.
acting in the person of. I'm sorry, there is no God on earth.
Yeah, like a viceroy.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay? Purgatory and indulgence. Okay? What is purgatory? A place or a state of temporary punishment after death. Who goes to purgatory? Those who die or are guilty of unrepented venial sins, who die without having done significant penance to pay the debt, okay?
Those who don't pay their money
or they don't pay the money of the church. And the Bible says after death there'll be no crossing over from the place of punishment to the place of reward, okay?
Right.
But here's the one that really gets me. This is the one that kills me. Okay, confessions to a priest. Who has the power to forgive any sin today? All bishops and priests in the Catholic Church can forgive you.
No.
Okay? Yeah. What you do, you have to have your sins forgiven. You have to be truly sorry and confess them to a Catholic priest. That's Catholicism, page 78. Okay? The Bible said only God can forgive sins, Mark 2:7-12. Okay.
Yep, that's exactly why they didn't want anybody having the Bible, because you could go back and fact check them and find out they're lying.
Yeah. Yes, because this is interesting, Terry, is when you dig into the Mormon church. Now, I want to share one more thing, if I could.
Of course.
And this may be a little rough to get through, but with all this last 3 weeks that I've gone through, I just want to share this with you, okay?
Okay.
If God is not sovereign, that if he is not in control, and if all things are not under his domain, then he is not the Most High, and you or I are in the hands of blind faith, in the hands of man, or in the hands of the devil, or Satan, okay?
God help us. Yeah.
But Scripture leaves no doubt, no shadow, or misgiving. Let me take it, Isaiah 46:9-11. For anyone that's having issues, okay? Remember the former things long past, for I am God, there is no other. For I am God, there is no one like me, declaring the end from the beginning, from the ancient times, and things which have been done, saying, my purpose will be established. And I will establish my good pleasure, calling a bird of prey from the east, a man for the purpose of a far country. Truly I have spoken, truly I say it to pass, but I have planned it, so surely I will do it. Okay? God is in total control of everything, guys.
Absolutely.
No matter how tough things get, okay, even when your ankles get the size, three-fourths the size of your head, you know, and nobody can figure it out, God finally figured it out. So I think, it's been an interesting 3 weeks. But, you know, just remember that no matter what happens, God is in total control.
Absolutely correct.
Did you get my message, Frank?
I did.
Okay.
I did. You know, and thank you. Yeah, my wife says, you know, I think Postman got taller. No, I don't think he did. Anyway, guys, I appreciate your friendship. Thanks for taking my call.
I love you, dude. Take care.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye. All right, and once again, it's break time. This is going to be our last five-minute break of the night. Can you believe that? Time's fun when you're having
choices.
Yeah, we have a choice. We could not do it, and I'd probably get in trouble. I don't want to get in trouble. I did enough of that as a kid.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Or maybe you've been dreaming of putting a pool in the backyard just in time for summer? Well, I've got the answer for you. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Why get an auto loan or a pool loan when you could get the cash you need in hand by refinancing your mortgage? Cashing in on the equity in your home will provide you with the money you're looking for at a much lower rate and a much lower payment. By simply refinancing your mortgage, you can purchase your dream truck or swim laps in your very own pool. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Alabama Home Mortgage can make it happen. It's time to live the life you've been dreaming of. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender. Bum, 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 bum.
Mr. Sandman. Okay, this is David, and it's too early for our 4th of July sale, and I've milked Memorial Day for all it's worth, so I'm having an anniversary sale. I really don't remember exactly when I opened my first store, so now is as good a time as any. Our new lineups from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Southern, and Diamond have arrived, and they include some fabulous mattresses from extremely firm to sink-in plush, with nice queen mattresses from $249 and kings from $299, all the way up to really luxurious mattresses in the $2,000 to $3,000 range. We also discount headboards, beds, and adjustable bases every day. With over twice the selection of the other stores on display, many exclusive in this area, lowest prices, great customer service, and mattresses in stock, it's no surprise we keep getting voted Montgomery's favorite. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday in Montgomery and Tuesday through Saturday in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, locally owned and operated by someone you can actually talk to. Me.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224. Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Not only are we dealing with intense heat and humidity, but that's fuel for some big storms. They'll be spotty. Not every town will get one, but some will pack a punch with damaging wind gusts possible. There will be a few warnings, but our weather app will keep you on top of the action and will let you know if there's a warning for your particular location with instant push notifications. Tonight's low down to about 75. Tomorrow, some widely scattered storms, not as many as today, high in the mid-90s. And again, triple-digit heat indices. Stay hydrated. This is dangerous heat. From the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools.
Amazing financial
From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Dallas, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Elvis Costello. Good little reggae beat, isn't it? Welcome back to the program. Welcome to the waning moments. The waning moments, like a wabbit in a walk, of killing the air. 272-9228 is the number here in the Bluedale building in Montgomery, Slumgomery, Alabama, the capital of dreams. And it's true. They put it on our trash cans. It must be true. Give us a call. No particular topic. Whatever you want to talk about. We're talking about transhumanism. I'm living it, so I know this is happening. I know exactly what's going on. I was just telling the guys as we were coming up the stairs from watching the lightning bounce across the sky that I used to believe that these things grew out of the skin and the biofilm covered them, giving them a layer of protection. But I'm finding out they're growing in the biofilm. Now, the biofilm is the fake, the layer of fake skin that's over your real skin. And if you think I'm crazy, go to a beauty supply store and ask them for 30% hydrogen peroxide. You can use 40, it's a little strong, but 30% hydrogen peroxide. Pour a little bit of it on your arm or your chest, wherever. Just be real careful because it'll burn. Don't get it in your eyes. It'll put your eyes out. Be very, very careful with it. Well, let me do it this way. Let me tell you what I did, because I'm not going to instruct anybody how to do anything. What I did was I got 30% hydrogen peroxide. And I put it in a mister bottle, and I sprayed it. I happened to miss some on my chest, and maybe 10 minutes later, I look, and I've got this streak down my chest where there's no biofilm, and I realize there's something covering my skin. So now I take a bath with a 1/4 cup borax and a 1/4 cup baking soda, and after 20, 30 minutes, my skin's soft enough I can roll it off with the butt of my hand, if that makes sense. And it rolls off in these long worm-like things. And when I look, put them on a slide and stick them under a microscope, which, as my wife will tell you, I tend to do pretty much anything I find now, there's those little clear bronze and blue banded fibers that are moving in the biofilm. It's crazy, but that's what's happening. Don't know what it is, don't know what these things are, but they are sentient. In other words, they can think. They have intelligence. I don't know what they are, but I'm afraid it has something to do with transhumanism. You know, that's kind of how I see it. I could be wrong, but I'm probably not. But yeah, transhumanism is Satan's attempt to change us, to modify us, to make us better. And I'm going to use 84 air quotes, better than what God did. And I just don't think you can outdo God. And speaking of God and creation, before you start poo-pooing this whole idea of other beings out there in the universe, who are we to put limits on what God created? We could have been the last thing he created, or we could have been the first species he created. We don't really know.
And first of all, don't misconstrue the fact that we're just supposed to be like this where we are now. We're supposed to be a lot better than this.
Yes,
of course,
we are.
Adam was.
Well, and, yeah, we used to be better.
And
he
got downgraded.
Yeah, we got demoted. We had 2 strands of DNA taken away.
And I mean, give us some thought once more.
Lost your train of thought.
No. Methuselah, gosh, all those guys that were pre-flood, all those guys lived to be 400, 500, 600, 700, 800, 900 years old. I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
You know, in the world we're living in now, I wouldn't want to live that long.
Well, and some stuff I read, pre-flood, it didn't rain. The atmosphere right. had the moisture in it, but there wasn't, like, precipitation.
Right, it came out of the ground.
Right.
Because there was so much water. I mean, you got to realize that Sumerian epic is not hard to believe.
Gilgamesh.
You know, it's not. It's not hard to believe.
Well, there's
you know,
because, evidence everywhere.
Yeah, it is. I mean, the fact that we had an upper layer... And we had water under the ground, because when the sun went down, the water just oozed up out of the ground and watered all the plants.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? They watered them from the bottom. And then, tell you the truth, that's the best way to water a garden, water a tomato or something.
And so their food was quite better and
right.
healthier and more
okay,
nutrient.
Well, let's go one step further than this, guys. Who is the Lord of the air? Satan.
Yeah, he is.
So does that have anything to do with it switching over to rain? Is there any connection there at all? Is there something nefarious about the rain versus it used to come out of the ground?
No.
I'm just spitballing here.
The reason why it rains now, because that's what set the cycle up, you know, because the earth wants to go back, you know, to the way it was, you know. That's when the water cycle was created. Mm-hmm. Give me some thought. The water was up there. It was up there permanent in the beginning, you know, for thousands of years, okay? And then the water was let loose, you know, from the firmament, and it fell to the ground. That created started the water cycle to going. And when the water is soaked back up, you know, by the sun, it wants to stay up there, but it can't.
Yeah.
It gets too heavy and then falls.
Well, I know it made Noah look even crazier, you know, when he was telling everybody it was going to rain and it had never rained before, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sure they're just thinking, this guy's nutty as a fruitcake.
I wonder what word did he use. Was it rain?
That's true,
what?
Exactly. Yeah. How would we know? I guess I got a lot of questions I'm going to ask a lot of those cats when I get there.
Since that was the first time it did that.
Exactly. Yeah, people, the rain's not going to come from the ground. It's going to come from the sky.
What?
And they're thinking, what are you talking about, nut job?
Yeah.
You got your boys out there building this big boat. What are you thinking, man? You know, God uses anybody to fulfill his will. It's amazing.
Now you're talking about looking like an idiot. He did.
Yes.
To the people.
Yes. But it's okay. He didn't. I mean, when God's giving you instruction, who cares what the people think? And I know that's easy to say and hard to do, because you know he went through it, man.
Well, you know, Noah wasn't like the others. When he was born, there was luminescent.
He was a albino, right?
And
his sun and his eyes, you know, shone like the sun.
It lit
the whole room up.
But I guess supposedly he was the last like pure human.
Yeah, that's right. His generations were pure.
Yeah.
The only one.
The only ones that weren't affected by the Nephilim or whatever.
Yep.
That program, that transhumanism program was going on back then because everybody on the planet.
Yes.
I mean, think about it. And that includes the children of Seth, too. I mean, think about it.
Yeah, I have. Believe me, I have.
Yeah.
And when Jesus was asked, give us a sign of your coming when you come back, he said it will be like the days of Noah. What was going on in the days of Noah? And every answer I've ever gotten from every preacher is like, well, people were sinning, and they're always going to sin. What he's talking about is the genetic manipulation that was going on.
That's exactly
it's
what it is.
It's happening now.
Because
Jesus is coming back soon.
Because he was trying to build a contingent then to go back to heaven and take it over. Now, and it came back after the flood. I mean, with Avengers. I mean, think about it. When they went into the Promised Land, what did they find? They found giants there.
That's right.
And
we were like grasshoppers in their sight.
Right. And they found genetically modified grapes. They found genetically modified watermelon, cantaloupes, corn.
Yeah.
I mean, they found everything. I mean, think about it. It took two men to carry a bunch of grapes on a pole.
That's amazing. Isn't
yeah.
It?
Well, you know, there was that tribe, I guess, I think it's in the Amazon area, that their sole purpose is to guard a cave, which is an entrance to the underground where
right.
giants live,
uh-huh.
and that they say that the grapes that are grown up down there are bigger than your head.
Yeah, it's one grape.
Yeah.
Just one.
Yeah, just
yes.
one grape.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and, you know, all the food is huge.
Right. And that's the food of the giants.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, it would have to be, you know, commensurate with their size.
I guess they can grow it bigger because down there they have more nutrients. in the soil.
They don't have any sunlight.
But they did say, they don't have any sunlight, but they said they carry the torches so far, and then all of a sudden everything's illuminated.
Well, they have their version of sunlight down there.
Yeah, it's something different, but it's very interesting. I'd love to try to talk them into letting me go down there and see for myself.
I'd love to go spelunking down there.
I don't know about that, guys.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they gotta come back.
They let them come back. Well.
You got to get past these sentient marsupial type creatures.
Marsupials.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mole-like people.
They say they're greeted on the way down there.
Yeah, they're like bats. Similar to bats.
No, thank you.
Besides us being genetically modified, the Peruvian mummies that they found, the reptilian creatures, elongated skulls. It was obvious, being that they had some like miniature ones, and then they had mid-sized ones.
Yes.
That all full-grown adults.
Right.
And then the larger, regular-sized ones. They were genetically different each time. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Right.
DNA, but they were DNA. Basically the same creatures.
DNA.
Yeah, I actually heard about that and read about it. From one blog said that those were some of the descendants of the actual progenitors. The first people that the first the second wave of the invaders that actually came into Earth. As a matter of fact, the blog talked about them fighting with the dragon people or the Draco, and they crash landed here on Earth, because of all the chaos that was going on Mars. This is what they came and crashed down at.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting that some of the creatures, the dating on their bodies were just a few hundred years ago, and then some of them were thousands of years ago.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so mainstream science.
It indicates that, in this underground network of tunnels and stuff, because it goes back so far, they haven't found, the end of it yet, that quite possibly they're still living down there.
Right. And one of these programs, I'm going to do I'm going to call it the species. That's what I'm going to call it. And we give several types of inner Earth species, some of them that are living, between inner Earth and the surface.
Yeah.
Because some of them just can't live with the ones that are in inner Earth, because they're so negative. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They can't get along with them. And some of these creatures, some of the white walking reptile are some of the creatures that were actually evolved here on the planet a long time ago.
Yeah.
And they're the actual seed of a amphibious reptile creature that actually came from Maldek, came from Tiamat. They actually brought it here and reseeded Earth with it. And they couldn't put it on the surface, because the Earth wouldn't accept it. What they did was they took it in and did a genetic mutation on it and put it in the ocean. And it came out of the ocean on the land, and it ended up being walking upright. I'll get into that one day, or one night.
All right.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar right down here on that beautiful Alabama River. If you've never been here, let me tell you how to get here. It's simple. We're here right outside of downtown Montgomery, right off I-65 at North Boulevard. When you take that North Boulevard exit, stay in the right lane. You're going to take the first exit. That's Louisville Street. At the bottom of the ramp, turn right, and turn right again. That's three times right to bring you right around to the river. You'll run right down into the river. And you run into the Capitol Oyster Bar, where we cook up fresh seafood from the Gulf, y'all. We're getting all kind of red snapper, black grouper, some swordfish, and beautiful yellowfin tuna. I know you're getting hungry for some grilled fish, and get over to the steamer with steamed shrimp from Argentina. Kind of tastes between a shrimp and a lobster. Got those royal red shrimp. Got those oysters Rockefeller. We'll cook up something good for you every day. So check it all out at CapitolOysterBar.com. Go to the Facebook page. Get hungry. Get down here soon, because we've been missing.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They've been installing glass and glazing products in homes and repairing windows where wayward baseballs have flown through for decades. With a great selection of shower doors, mirrors, and more, their competitive pricing, quality materials, and top-notch customer service make it clear why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at IndependentGlassCo.com.
Let's face it, we all get on the tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
Welcome back to the program. We have a call. Hey, caller. We had a caller and he hung up on us. How about that? I don't like it when I get hung up on. Please don't do that again.
It could be he uses Verizon. I've been having that issue.
Yeah, possible. Possible. Well, we've been kind of talking about a little bit of everything tonight. We've been all over the place. Transhumanism. What's going on in the sky? What's possibly being hidden from us? Here we go again. Hey, caller, you on the air?
This is Cooter.
Hey, Mr. Cooter. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. You all?
Good, Cooter. Okay.
Well.
I had a couple of things that y'all talked about I wanted to bring up, and one I forgot, but one I remembered.
Okay.
You mentioned the pride flag replacing the POW flags on embassies.
Yes, sir.
They were also doing that in Washington. Several Democratic representatives did that at their offices in Washington.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cane that was raised, and I think they went back and replaced the POW flags and also added the pride flag. But for a while, they had replaced the POW flag.
That's just not right. Yeah, I'm sorry. That ain't right.
Yeah.
And I've got a question for all of you, and I honestly don't know the answer to this. Our loved ones that have already died, where are their souls?
They're still here.
They're not in heaven. People talk about, he's in heaven now.
They're still
here.
They're not
in heaven.
They're still here in the midst of us. They're phased.
If I remember correctly, the Bible says that when Jesus comes down, he'll be on a cloud. He won't have to touch the earth. But he will first raise the dead from their grave, and then he will take the living.
Yes, that's correct. Yes. That's what it says.
But that's why I say I don't think our loved ones are in heaven yet.
No, they're not. They haven't been judged yet.
And I don't think they're laying in the graves with their bodies.
No, they're not. Like I'm saying, they're in the midst of us. They're phased. They're not anything that's three dimensional. It doesn't apply to them. And they, sometimes you get to a certain part, where the construct is weak. You get some bleed off, because of the fact of where we are in the. I don't know if you understand the whole the big picture of it, because of the position that our solar system is in the galaxy. It's in a proton field or energy field, and some of that energy leaks in into 3D or into Earth sphere or Earth realm, and anything that's phased, that energy is powerful enough to actually bring it through to our visual range, because
Abraham's bosom is what the Bible says.
I have a first cousin. And after my uncle died, sometime after he died, she was driving down the road one day. She looked in the rearview mirror, and she also saw him sitting in the back seat, clear as day.
Yep.
She swears up and down she did. But even closer, my brother. When my father died in 2001, my and this was a terrible time for my mother, because my mother lost her father, her mother,
wow,
and her youngest son with autism within a 12-week period.
Wow, that's bad.
They all died within that 12 weeks. But anyway, after my father died on May the 1st of 2001, my brother claims to have seen him, my brother's autism.
Wow.
He started screaming and woke up my mother and said, there's daddy.
Freaked him out.
And then standing in the doorway of the bedroom looking in at him.
Yep. You'll be surprised what pure thought can do also.
But I've also heard that as people approach death, as they are dying, getting nearer and nearer, they'll start seeing the souls of people that have already passed.
That's true.
Yeah.
My father-in-law, I was sitting with him, and he was dying of cancer and just getting worse and worse and worse, and he begged us to do something to go ahead and take him out so he didn't have to suffer.
Sure.
And we didn't do it, and I've cried over that. But anyway, he would look over to the corner of the bedroom he was in and say, look at those two soldiers sitting over there waiting for me.
Yep. I've heard that, too. I've heard stories like lots of stories like that.
Yeah. And I personally have never seen anybody like that. I think I have felt them.
Yes.
The house we live in now, I've been renting this house for 20-something years now. But at one time, I thought there was a woman in this house, a soul in this house,
mm-hmm.
named Sue. I've seen her when I was asleep, never when I was awake.
Mm-hmm.
I've been asleep in the recliner and her come down the hallway and lean over and have her face right up to mine.
Oh, wow. That's creepy.
But, I mean, she's never tried to hurt me.
No, it's creepy as avoiding Sue.
A house we lived in North Dakota, it was on base. There were cold spots in the house. You know, people talk about you walk through a cold spot, you know, where somebody's at. And there was we felt there was a man there. We called him Charlie. We were never scared of him. He never mm-hmm. tried to hurt us.
Mm-hmm.
But we could be four or five of us sitting in the room watching TV or something. Charlie would walk in the room, invisible, of course,
mm-hmm.
but everybody in the room on their own would turn and look in that direction.
Yep, knew he was there.
We knew he was there.
That's amazing.
But anyway, man, I love your show, Terry.
Thank you, Mr. Cooper.
I listen as much as I can. I can't hear every minute of every show. I listen as much as I can. And I appreciate you so much for doing it.
Well, thank you.
And Postman, man, I'm just amazed at your knowledge of stuff. I would love to be able to sit down and talk with you for hours and hours and hours and pick your brain, but I can't do that.
I appreciate
something
that.
Something came up a couple of weeks ago about you being a black man. Is that true?
I didn't hear about it.
I wouldn't say black.
I'm no more
black than I am white.
I didn't hear about it.
I thought that you'd mentioned on the air one night.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I did when I was talking about Miss Connie last week when she asked me to do that for her.
But, I mean, it doesn't make a hill of beans difference to me.
Yes, sir.
But people that I've never met